know your Savior, and I know you Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed and qualified me to preach the gospel of good tidings to the meek, the poor and afflicted. He has sent me to bind up and heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the physical and spiritual captives, and the opening of the prison of the eyes to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of his favor, and the day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all who mourn, to grant consolation and joy to those who mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of heavy burden and failing spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, lofty, strong, and magnificent, distinguished for uprightness, justice, and right standing with God, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And they shall rebuild the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former desolations and renew the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Thank you, Jesus. I came here to tell you this. He heals your brokenness. He heals your brokenness. Thank you, Jesus. About 10 years ago, I had a dream. And in this dream, Evangelist Cohen and I were driving, and we went past this field. And in this huge field, I saw a man throwing away bags, trash bags full of things. And I said to her, "Pull over, let's go see what this man has in these bags." And as we drew closer, what we found in these bags were beautiful dolls that were broken. Amen? And we looked at these dolls and we began to take them out of the trash bags. And we began to caress their hair. Amen? And we began to take the pieces that were broken and put them back in these dolls. And we wondered who could throw away these beautiful dolls. We knew they could be fixed. Amen? And they could be used. Amen? So the dolls represent in that dream broken women. Amen? And the broken women throughout the years that we've ministered to. And there are women in here today, you still live in your past. You're broken. Thank you, Jesus. There's women in here that you've been traumatized by abuse. You're broken. There's a woman in here, you feel worthless and discarded. You're broken. Thank you, Jesus. But God has a plan and a purpose for your life, and he wants to heal you today. He heals your brokenness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You know, many of us women, and we're so good at it. We put on a good show. But on the inside, we're broken. Amen. Some of us, we go to church Sunday after Sunday. During the week, we got our church face on. We got our makeup on and our clothes. But we're wounded and we're broken. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you are wounded soldiers that have been left on the battlefield to die. Amen. But we're here to carry you to a healing place today. Amen. We want you to know that the healer is in the house. Amen. And he wants to heal you. He wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Amen. Whatever your brokenness may be, he can heal you. And he wants to heal you. Amen. He wants to give you beauty for your ashes. Thank you, Lord. You know, when something is broken, it's really useless. It has no use. Amen. Until it can be fixed again. Amen. But God can heal your brokenness. Amen. There's a purpose and a plan for every pain that we've experienced. And I know that personally. Amen. That God can take whatever has happened to you, whatever experience, trauma, anything that you've experienced, he can take that and put it in your hands as a weapon to help somebody else. And I'm a living witness of that. Amen? He will use that because God can do that. Amen? Thank you, Lord Jesus, that he may be glorified. Amen? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Some of you think you're unrepairable. And that your brokenness can't be mended. But that's not true. No matter how many pieces you've been shattered into, the Lord can mend them. Amen? And he can put them back together. So what is beauty for ashes? Do you know that ashes is just what's left of what once used to be? Amen? It's the devastation that's left, amen, of your life after you've been traumatized or hurt in any way. Nothing is left but ashes. But he wants to give you beauty for ashes. You know, back in the Bible days, when they were in mourning, they would sprinkle ashes on their head. Amen? So what he's saying to you today is he will take those ashes out of your hair. Amen? He will take them out of your hair, and he will replace them with a beautiful crown. He will give you beauty for your ashes. Thank you, Jesus. He'll give you the oil of joy for your mourning. Thank you, Jesus. And the oil represents joy and honor. Amen. And when you're in mourning, you have no oil. Amen. But he will take that oil of joy. Amen. And replace it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Garments of praise for your spirit of heaviness. You have a failing and a weak spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Your light is just dimly burning. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. But he wants to give you the garments of praise. That you might be called the oaks of righteousness. That he might give you life. Amen. The planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Don't you want God to get the glory out of your life? He wants to get the glory out of your life. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And then when you're healed, then you will begin to rebuild and help rebuild somebody else's life. No matter how many generations that have been devastated, once you're healed, God can use you, amen, for his glory, and you will begin to cause healing to somebody else. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And you know, you can't help somebody if you're not free yourself. If you're in prison, how can you help your fellow inmate if you're not free your own self? He wants to open up those doors. Amen? And you know, I remember him saying to me a long time ago, you know, the prison door is open, but you're not walking out. It's been open for a long time. And all you have to do is walk out and be free. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Listen, I've been broken. I've been shattered in so many pieces that I never thought I would live to tell about it. I tried to take my life on several occasions, but I'm still standing because God had a purpose and plan for my life. And if you would have told me that God could do anything with my life, I wouldn't have believed you. I wouldn't have believed you because I didn't even like my own self. I was in so much inner pain. On the outside, I may have looked great to you because you didn't know how much I was hurting on the inside. Amen? But Jesus knows your hurt. He knows all about you. Amen? So God has taken all my pain. He's taken all the hurts, everything that has ever been done to me, every abuse. God has used that for his glory because I've traded it in. Amen? I've traded my pain for beauty. Amen? And he wants you to do that today. Don't let another day go by that you carry the weight of your pain, because you don't have to. You don't have to keep that pain and hold it any longer. He loves you. And I'm here to tell you today that you are beautiful, that he loves you, and he has a purpose and plan for your life according to Jeremiah 29 and 11. I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future and an expected end. Thank you, Lord. Jesus paid the price with his own blood for your healing. Amen? And all you have to do is receive it. Amen? Matthew 11, 28 and 30 said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Let him give you rest today. Let him give you rest. Y'all seen that movie, The Help? Ain't you tired, Miss Hilly? Ain't you tired? Ain't you tired? Did you ever get tired of your own self? Tired of crying? Tired of your pillow being wet every night? Tired. Tired. I want to experience joy. I don't want to hurt anymore. And you have to make that decision today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. First thing you have to do is you have to deal with it. Amen? You have to let the silence end. You have to let the silence end. You have to speak it out of your mouth. You have to speak it out of your own mouth. You can't cover it anymore and ignore it. Thank you, Jesus. You know, there's people that have tried to cover up their pain and their hurt with alcohol and drugs. Maybe you've tried to cover it up by having relationships with men that weren't worth 2 cents, because perhaps you didn't think much of yourself, like, which was my story. You know, before I gave my life to the Lord, I lived with somebody that I didn't even like. I didn't even know why I was there. I don't know why I was there. Thank you, Jesus. But then I found out that I had a Savior who loved me. That he loved me. That he loved me. You know, some of you think that God loves everybody else, but how can he possibly love me? All the things that I've done, how can he love me? But he loves you, amen? He loves you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. So we get up and we go to work, we function. You know, we can function with a broken heart. We can function real well in brokenness. And you know, the more we just hide it, the deeper it goes, the deeper it goes, the deeper it goes. So that thing lays dormant for a long time. Amen? And I remember the day of my healing. Now, the Lord saved me, and that's the best healing of all. Amen? He saved me one day. But I had a lot of things that stemmed from my past that I never let go of. And I went to a meeting one day, a service, and I don't even remember what they were talking about. But I remember I began to weep, and the Lord just began to heal me. Thank you, Jesus. And I was crying over something that happened to me when I was 14 years old. And that day, as I began to confront that issue that lay dormant for so many years, I cry and I cry and I cry and I cry, and the Lord healed me from that. He healed me. I carried that all that time. I was in my 30s when I got saved. And that thing happened to me when I was 14 years old. And I carried that all those years, that hurt and that trauma. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So you will not get a breakthrough unless you open up your mouth. Amen? Unless you open up your mouth. Thank you, Jesus. He came to heal the brokenhearted and to bind up all their wounds. How many people have counseled you? How many psychiatrists have you seen? Jesus is the only one that can heal your broken heart. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm here just to ask you today, to plead with you, to give your brokenness to Jesus today. Just give your brokenness to him. Give him your rejection. Give him your abuse. Give him your adultery. Give him your abortion. Give him all the failed relationships. He wants to heal your broken heart today. Thank you, Jesus. He wants to open up those prison doors for you today and let you out. All your sin, all your guilt, all your shame, all your condemnation, he wants to heal you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And some of you are trapped in your past because you really don't believe you have a future. But I'm here to tell you that you do. That Jesus loves you and he has a great purpose for you. Thank you, Jesus. So Isaiah 61 is the great exchange. Beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garments of praise for your spirit of heaviness. It's a trade. It's not an even trade. It's a trade. Jesus shed his blood for you, and he wants you to surrender all that hurt to him today. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Are you broken today? Are you broken? Let him make you beautiful. Let him give you that beautiful crown. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Would you rise to your feet? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Never mind who's next to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, I'm broken. I cannot fix my life without your help. I give you my brokenness. I give you my sins. I give you my life. Thank you, Jesus. And I receive your gift of wholeness. Thank you, Father. Show yourself to me today, Father, and restore my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And when you're through with me, Lord, when you're through healing me, Father, I accept that you can use even me to help somebody else. I believe that you love me, Lord. I believe that you love me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You were broken for me, Father. You were broken for me on that cross. I'm broken, Lord. And I want you to heal me, Father. I want you to heal me today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. If you're broken, thank you, Jesus. If you're broken, I'm asking you today to give him your brokenness, to surrender it to him, because he loves you. He said, oh, how I love you. Thank you, Jesus.
He wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt, everywhere you hurt. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt, He will see you through. He'll take your pain away. He wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt, God will see you through. He'll take your pain away. He will provide for you each and every day. Just lift your voice and say, God, I need you. I need you right away. He wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. 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 Everywhere you hurt.
Sister with the hat and the blue one, sis. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. As soon as you walked in the door,